Hi, and thank you for tuning in to Talk That Talk with Nisha and Bree. I'm Brittany Breon here with a special guest. We have Views from the Arch with us today, y'all. What's up? Thank you for coming on.
How you doing today?
I'm doing good. I want to thank you. I just said thank you about five times, but I want to thank you again for like recording with us. Well, with me, my co-host not here today, but I want to thank you again. Okay. So basically, Views from the Arch, I feel like if y'all listen to us, then y'all already know who he is. But just in case y'all don't, I'm just going to kind of give y'all a rundown. Okay. So Views from the Arch, he does these interviews with rappers like Gorilla Zoe. Gonna throw that out there. Check that out. Politicians, singers, podcasters, all that, okay? So one of the things that like caught my eye with you is that you interview everybody, right? So it's not like just rappers. People may know you based off of you doing the rappers, but you know, I pay attention. I'm like, oh, he got a politician on there. You got some dope singers. So I guess a question I have is, like, how do you choose who to interview and who not to interview? Since it's so many, like, different, you know what I mean? Different people that you interview.
First, I'd say just thank you for the support.
You're welcome.
To the channel, to, you know, everything I've been doing.
Yes.
But to answer your question, how I choose if I want to interview, I just based off how serious they are with what they're doing. Like the politician, I just kind of seen her driving and that, her motive towards getting to her position. I just wanted to help her out for real.
Okay.
And for like even like with you guys, same as you got your podcast thing going on right now, and I just kind of want to help, you know, network,
yes,
kind of elevate, you know, what you got going on and what I got going on. We can kind of mass market with each other.
Yes. And speaking of networking, y'all, this is what the topic is about. But before we get into the topic, we got some more questions for you, okay?
All right.
So I want to know, and I think my viewers want to know too, why do you wear the mask? Why? And listen, y'all, I saw his face, and he's a nice looking man. So I don't know why he got that mask on. Why you got that mask on?
I appreciate the compliment too. But why I wear the mask is just... I say from past history, for real, I don't really want to reveal myself at this moment because I don't want like my past kind of catch up with me too soon. Or somebody might hate on me like, oh, that's such and such. I ain't finna fuck with that shit right now. I got the whole city behind me. And a lot of people they be writing me not knowing who I am, but I know who they are, you know.
Oh, okay.
They knew who I was. They be like, oh, no, I ain't fucking with that shit.
Okay, look, now you got me really wondering like, okay, what's up? So what is the past that may catch up? Or can you not say?
I mean, we could say, I probably won't go into super, super detail, but just gang-related things. I say that when I was younger, I used to be on a lot of gangbang and shit.
Okay. You
know, I was doing things as a kid, young black man in the neighborhood, doing the wrong things, I wouldn't say just as a kid, but doing the wrong things growing up. I got myself involved with a gang and just moving reckless shit. I'm older now at the same time, you know, I don't really move like that. Like I said, I did another podcast. I just say, I just gotta be attentive to what I did do. People don't forget. A couple of people who are of rival gangs, they are older also. We kind of got, you know, respect for each other that we kind of, you know, we the ones who still here out of all our homeboys and dying, you know, going to prison and things like that. But it's still younger generations who coming up want to get a name for themselves. That's actually like I got shot by somebody who was younger than me.
Oh, wow. Okay. So wait a minute. When you got shot, see now, look, we're going somewhere else, but we're gonna keep it going. So when you got shot, how long ago was that? Do you mind me asking how long ago?
It was 7 years. 7 years ago.
It was seven years ago, in May
2014. May 2014.
Wow. Okay. So when you got shot, did that change you in any way? Like I don't know how bad it was, but I'm sure getting shot, I'm sure that's traumatizing regardless of how bad it was, but did that make you kind of look at life a little different after that happened to you?
As far as that, in that moment,
okay,
you know, it was, I guess at the time, like, you know, I think like, damn, this it. But once I survived it, it did not slow me down. It kind of made me worse in a sense. But and that was just a dark time in my life when that shit happened at the same time.
Okay.
Can we cuss? Sorry.
Yeah, we could cuss. We be cussing up.
I was already at a dark moment in my life, so when that happened, it made it even worse. But then again, I got shot 6 months later again.
Oh, wow.
And I'm like, hold on now. Like, a lot of stuff transpired at between that time, so I already had this kind of mindset, but I just started seeing, like, what's really involved with the gang, like, for, like, Lord shot. Like, when I got shot, like, a lot of my friends, none of my friends who I be with on a daily basis came to see me at the hospital.
All
with my family.
Yeah.
But that was something that I really drew, like, damn, like, you know, I was in there for a day. I was in there for a week. None of them came to see me, and as far as, like, retaliation, none of them did anything.
Oh, wow. Okay. So
that was something that was like,
yeah, like, you had to reevaluate some things.
Yeah.
So, okay. Then I guess, like, and I'm only assuming, like, if you're in that dark space and that headspace or whatever, where you on bullshit, how do you get out of it, right? Because I would have never, like, well, okay, I'm gonna say this. I used to fuck with hood niggas, so when I met you, I got that vibe that you may have had a past, but you don't seem like you own it now, right? So it's like, how did you get out of that? Because some people, they never, you know what I mean? Like, get out of that. They never change their ways. And it seems like you may not, you know, like, you may have changed your ways. So how did you do that?
Shit, just, like I say, just going through trial and tribulation, realizing what it was. Like I say, for me being shy, a lot of other shit that happened, like, man, this is not where I want to put my energy into it. I got children, so that's I see, like, a lot of my homeboys, they went to jail and they got killed and stuff like that. And I see how people react afterwards. Like, for, like, oh, I'm going to step up for your kid and all that. Like, some people that start off like that, you can't really feel that boy of their father.
They're being their dad, like, right.
I didn't want to have my kids to go through the same thing. So that was something that really made me take a huge step back. Like,
yeah.
Especially after getting shot again. I got, like, then the third time I got shot, I cried.
Wait a minute. You said three times.
Yeah.
And you said you only cried the third one. What?
The third time, it was like, it wasn't even like because of the pain or whatever. It was more so like, damn, I was already, you know, really detached from the game. It was like, damn, I'm this far. Like, I'm like, come on now. Like, I'm still going through shit like this. Like, it was more of a disappointment, if anything.
Are you religious?
Nah, I don't have a religion that I follow or anything like that. I'm more into, like, spirituality.
Okay. I feel like I'm spiritual too. The reason why I asked you that is because I feel like you're here for a reason. And I don't know if you know your purpose already, but you definitely here for a reason. Three separate times and you're still here. You know, and the fact that you are still here and you're doing something positive, like, that's something or somebody, honey, that's definitely looking after you, for sure.
Most definitely.
So, that went all the way left, you know. Let's bring it back in. So, well, damn, I'll ask you. I was like, when you do interviews with, like, certain people, right? I guess this kind of goes into, like, knowing your past, right? Do you get nervous, like, okay, I'm interviewing this person. Could that be a setup? Could this, you know what I mean? Do you have those thoughts? Because
I feel like her and that didn't write. Hell yeah. Like, it was real bad because I was just starting to do it. Now I'm kind of more like, everybody, they be writing me like a long time ago, but like months. And I just have to watch their page, see what they really have. Even reach back out to them. I don't just hop off and just do this person. No. Then I say, even with the interviews, I do a lot of certain, like, I guess, street rappers, street cats, whatever you want to call them.
Yeah.
So, and there's, like, a lot of beef going on outside as far as I do a lot of rappers to where it may, like, on the outside looking in, it may seem like I'm siding with them, but I'm not. I'm trying to stir away from them. I'm trying to do, like, they ops or whatever. Not necessarily just I want to do everybody at the end of the day.
You're biased. You're not biased. You know, yeah.
And I don't want them to think like that. So it's like, it'd be a lot. Once you do one of them, then all they whole homeboys want to write. And I'd be like, no, I want to keep doing y'all because it don't seem like, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. And then my last question, what was your worst interview where you was like, I don't even want to air this. Like, what was the worst one?
Okay. I had to keep calling me trying to go in my head. I say my worst interview. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna say this. My worst interview is my most viewed interview right now, and that's with Country Black from 36 Mafia. I say it was my worst interview because I didn't prepare for it. I was on some drunk shit just at the club. I'm running to him. I knew he was performing, but you know, everybody's mm-hmm. next to him. I'm having an interview, so I ain't really prepared for it. Once I got, you know, ran into him, I just went in. And I just say it's my worst interview just based off the comments. People like, man, you have a talk. I knew I was fucked up. You know, I wasn't really my moment at the time. I said that I just didn't prepare for it. So, mm-hmm. And like, shit, like right now, that motherfucker doing numbers. This just got to 40,000, 45,000.
Come on. Check you out.
In 3 days. It did it in the last 3 days.
Wow. Okay. Check you out. So I guess it was the worst interview because it was you. Like, you wasn't on your A-game.
Like, oh man, you ain't about that life because the shit I was saying in the interview. Like, mm-hmm. I was trying to get him to talk more, but mm-hmm. it's just a lesson learned for real.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. And one more thing I want to mention. Okay, you got these cards and these shot glasses and these shirts, which I need to get another shirt. So how do I get another shirt? I want a pink one. I got a yellow one now, y'all. But I need a pink one. So how can I get another shirt?
Okay, I actually got some more being made. Should be finished. He said Tuesday, but sometime. Okay. If I can get in contact with you before I head out to Kansas City, I can give it to you. I just give it to you complimentary.
Okay, check you out. Thank you. And then what about these cards? Me and my co-host want to play these cards now. Okay, wait a minute. Just give us one question from the cards. Because I saw, like, I guess you posted a couple playing the cards. And we want to play. We're not a couple, but we still want to play.
Yeah. Well, I got it's all different categories. You ain't just
okay.
You can do it with your parents. You can do it with your by your friend, anybody, your family, whoever.
Okay.
So just a question was just one of the questions that one of the guys she asked the guy was have you ever thought about cheating on me?
Oh my God, you're trying to ruin homes. But that's what you're doing now.
That's what he said. That's what he said. Like, man, that nigga trying to have a fight.
Okay, right.
And, he like, shit, either you answer the question or you take a shot.
Oh, shit. Yeah, I'll be drunk.
You hear me? It's some bizarre questions. Some, you know, all the questions ain't bizarre, but it's
yeah.
Pretty, I want to say this on camera, you know. Or you might be playing with in front of a bunch of people. You never know.
Yeah, yeah. But I think those are good conversations to have, though. Like, you know.
Yeah.
You know, have you thought about cheating? You know, you need to switch it up.
Yeah, okay. I say with the question, like, it's one question with the parents. Mm-hmm. Like, it's like the children or the, like, the child asking the parent, like, what position was I made in or something like that?
Oh, my God. What? I'm not playing that with my child. Okay, and then you got the shot glasses too. I'm gonna talk to you after we done recording because I need to get some merchandise, okay? Because I think that's so dope to have like your brand on all that type of stuff. So, shout out to you, okay?
Appreciate it.
Okay, so again, y'all, this is episode 46. I don't know if I said that, but I'm saying it now. This is episode 46, and the topic is networking. So, before we get into our main topic, you know, we got to talk about our hot topic. So, our hot topic today is Kim Kardashian and Kanye West. So, y'all know they're going through a divorce and all that good jazz. And he just had a listening party last night for his album, Donda, right? And named after his mom. And Kim and her sister was there, Khloe Kardashian. And people was like, why is she there? They not together no more. My thing is, they still got kids in common, so let's normalize co-parenting and not beefing with your ex. How about that?
Yeah,
so, what you think about that? Like, did you think it was a big deal for her to be there and support her ex?
Hell no, I second that notion. Shit, like I appreciate, like that's what I'm like. Be honest with you, shit. Mm-hmm. much. I'm going through something like that. You know, my child's mother. She just today. She just bought a She just bought her own home. So I was like,
come on, shout out to her.
Congratulations to her. You hear me?
Yes.
Most
that's
people
a
like
huge accomplishment.
Like, outside looking in, all well, you know. But I ain't tripping off that. We know what it is. You know what? So I ain't worried about that. Like I say, shout out to her. Shit. We, you know, we might bump heads here and there. You know, cause but at the end of the day. We trying to stay on the same page. We are on the same page when it comes to these children. We get these feelings out the way, we'll be all right.
Yeah, come on. There you go.
Well, shit, I say, man, let's normalize that.
Yeah, like, I think people are so used to when you break up with somebody, you got to automatically hate them. Mm-hmm. And I feel like, you know, even if it's like something really, really bad that happened where, you know, the person betrayed you or you betrayed them, whatever. Yes, those hurt feelings are going to be there. But I feel like if the goal is to make sure you have a decent human being out of these children, then, you know, everybody's going to win. Okay. I feel like, yes. And then I think time as well. Like, I know me and my son's dad, when, oh Lord, we went through some things, okay? But now that's my brother, like, for real. I be like, y'all, that's my brother. Like, yeah, that's my big bro. We got the same child, all that. But it's, you know, it's no beef. It's just straight, like, that's my homie, you know? So let's normalize that. And I feel like the children are the ones that benefit from that. So Kim and Kanye kids gonna be looking back at their like, oh, my mama and daddy so dope, you know?
Hell yeah.
So y'all tell me what y'all think about it. I'm going to post that content on my Instagram page as well as our Facebook page. And now to the topic, networking. Okay. So the first thing I want to talk about with networking is the pros and cons of networking. So I want to know from you, what is one of the cons with networking with people?
Networking with the wrong person who just really just trying to use you.
Yeah. Oh, come on.
You know. Mm-hmm. Whatever you got going, it might be, you know, a bigger, you know, company within the same category that they are. And you're trying to use your success to kind of, you know, steal from it for real.
Yeah.
Not really just doing it just out of, you know, generosity or just a mutual, you know, thing. You know, just to benefit themselves.
Yeah. And I definitely agree. I feel like it has to be equal situation. Like, if you, let's say you interview with somebody or you networking with somebody and like you promoting it and then they not promoting it. And it was like, what the fuck was the point? You know what I mean? Like, yeah, we definitely went through some things with that. Okay, what would you say is a pro of networking?
A pro? Building a real relationship, where y'all can do stuff outside of that and kind of build like a bond to where they might throw you a bone. Like, hey, you know,
come on,
got this going on. Hey, I think you're good for this.
Yes,
that's what networking is.
Absolutely. I saw you had posted that with that one guy. What's his name?
Zeus.
Is he a rapper? Right.
Yeah, he a rapper. Shit, Ben. He man. Like just they, even speaking, of that, I could have posted different, you know, but it's just so much like. Like he probably, you know, just from being around him, seeing how he carry himself, like I draw him to so much just seeing that. He kind of learned from that.
Yes. I think that's the biggest thing. Like when I network with people, I want to be able to learn something from them. You know what I mean? Like what can I get from them? Like as far as like learning something that would be valued to my business or my personal life, you know?
Personally, yeah. Exactly.
Absolutely. Okay, so this is the last one, networking and dating.
Ooh,
so we got to get in your business a little bit. Are you single? Are you taken?
Well, you can kind of see I'm single from what I said earlier, but yeah.
Okay, he's single, y'all. So we can really get into this networking and dating, okay? okay, how long have you been doing Views from the Arch interviews?
I've been doing Views from the Arch interviews 1 on 3 years.
3 years, probably okay.
It was last year. I've been doing, at the beginning, I was doing like sex questions and stuff like that.
Okay. So within those 3 years, was you in a relationship or were you single the whole 3 years you've been doing this?
I was in a relationship in the first half up until like I guess 2020, like mid.
Oh damn, boy, that's recent. That is recent. Okay, so we better get into it, honey. Okay, so we gonna talk about when you were in the relationship and networking. And I'm gonna try to keep it as clean as possible, right? So I don't want to just go specifically with your last relationship. So this could be general, okay? So I know for me, when I'm networking with men that are married in a relationship, got somebody, whatever the case may be, I would say out of those guys, I may have had one where it was like zero issues, where this guy was about his business. He wasn't trying to be on no extra shit. I ain't have to worry about his wife on no extra stuff. Like, it's strictly business, you know? But with everybody else,
my
God. I'm like, brother, if I'm seeing how you doing your partner, your person, you like ain't, like, yes, like, this is not that. I tell niggas, look, I'm not a good side bitch. I'm not, like, she gonna find out. Like, like, it's just no way around it. Like, you might as well just go ahead and be single fucking with me or don't fuck with me. But when the guys are networking with me, I feel like either their women may know that they be on bullshit. So either you have to deal with the self-conscious wife or self-conscious girlfriend who's trying to hit you up or accidentally liking your shit. You know what I mean? Like, on some extra shit.
Alert, you say accidentally like.
This one dude fiance accidentally liked my stuff. And I'm just like, what the fuck? Like, I don't know what that is. So, have you ever experienced that? Like, when you because you network with some beautiful women, right? So, do you have to ever worry about, like, their dudes kind of coming at you or, you know what I mean?
I mean, in the beginning, I was doing a test question most when I was in a relationship. So, a lot of people I deal with was family members, people I worked with. I'm just kind of testing my waters for real.
Okay.
But as far as when I started doing the rappers and stuff, like artists and stuff like that, I say, nah, I ain't never had no problem with as far as somebody else, you know, do, or even when I was in a relationship, I ain't never had that problem.
Okay. Were you the one that would, like, say, oh, okay, so you weren't on that either?
Even outside the relationship, though, I try to keep it professional, like, as far as.
Come on, professional. Yes.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, doing my business. Because I don't want to know, they don't put no word out like, damn, you try to get on me. Then,
yes. Your reputation. Okay. And you are very professional, honey. You had us sign some contracts and all that. I was like, come with it. Yes. Shit. I told my co-host, I said, go make a contract. We have to make a contract.
For real, I had to do that from dealing with women. Shit, you do it, interview with them, and they be like, I'm like, how look, can you take it down? I'm like, nah.
What? Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay,
on the other side, though, like, so I didn't have women come to me. In the beginning, I would say no. They didn't know at the time while I was in a relationship. Like, they wouldn't know.
Right.
Talked about, but once I start really, people are like, I interview somebody and they see me, they're like, damn, I guess they
right.
But I didn't have women, probably try to, hit on me or something like that. But, I try to keep it professional. Like I said, I don't want to mix that.
Yeah. And that's dope. And then most men, they not going to say that. They're going to be like, okay, we all go for what we know, okay? So you haven't had no issues where nobody came at you as far as like boyfriends, fiancés, not damn. So maybe it's just a woman thing. Is this just women? Are we the crazy ones?
I ain't never had nobody dude come at me. I had boyfriend, like I interviewed somebody, but their boyfriend probably sat in the car or something like that. Even like I did Zeus' daughter, I told him he gotta leave out the room. So I'm in the room. I'm a father. I'm a father. So I'm like, nah,
right. Look, I'm gonna ask some questions. Okay. Okay, does doing what you do affect your dating life? Like, let's say
that's why I had to get a calendar. So it really like, first, In the beginning, I was on my own grind, just interviewing.
Yeah.
But I had like, nah, fuck that. I work overnight, so I don't get to sleep. I keep chasing these interviews, doing these interviews now. Like,
right.
I schedule it now because I'm not finna sit here and then, I mean, you might even stay up all day for somebody and they don't show. Now you miss your sleep.
Exactly.
Nah. Okay. Now you gotta schedule, then you gotta pay or some shit like that. Let me know, especially during the week. Mm-hmm. You don't have to let me know you serious.
Yeah, yeah.
On the weekend, I probably can, you know, beat around that, but nah.
During the week, okay. So then, have you had a situation where if you're like dating somebody and they like, I don't want you to interview her. Have you ever experienced that yet? I know it's like kind of, I guess your dating is kind of fresh, right? You know, since you
I ain't tied down with nobody, so I ain't had that problem. Even when I was with my my children, she never was on that. At least she never let me know that. She never said nothing, something to me about it. More she probably complained about, you know, me just doing the interviews and not really resting or something like
that.
Yeah. She wanted me home, but other than that, she ain't ever really complained about, are you doing that person or something like that? No, she never said nothing like that.
Okay, so how would you react if you dealing with somebody and they like, I don't want you to interview her? How you shutting it down?
You don't have to respect what I'm doing because I met you like this. I met you and I've been doing. You gotta. I'm not gonna stop what you got going on. So don't try to stop me because that's going on. People problems doing relationships where they get involved with somebody and they kind of stop your life or something like that.
Yes.
Didn't know somebody because you trying to attend to their needs and not really, you know, chasing your purpose. So, nah.
Yes.
I ain't doing that. And then not to say I won't be considerate of my partner, but I'm not going to stop my purpose. I'm not going to stop what I'm doing as far as I'm making money from it. So, no, I'm not going
to
stop.
Yeah. You trying to stop my coins, honey.
Yeah.
I feel you.
I respect your husband, so respect mine.
Exactly. I feel like when I first talk to dudes, like, they'll know about my podcast. They'll think it's so dope. And then when they start talking to me and, you know, we dating or whatever the case may be, they don't want me to be, like, talking about certain stuff. Like, why you talking so prerogative? What? Like, I'm going to say what I want to say.
I say in the beginning, like, when I was my kid's mother, it was more so in the beginning, I was fresh doing it, so I probably was not really trying to say too much. I know she probably be listening to the interview. So I don't want her to be like, what the hell, why you asked her that or something like that.
So, right. So you was being cautious.
I was being cautious. So, but now, shit, hey, whatever, shit, I'm saying whatever.
Yeah, I feel you. So, I don't know. I think that when you are doing the type of things you're doing as far as like networking with different people, I feel like the person that you dealing with has to be a person that understands that, because I feel like that can knock you off your game. You know, remember dealing with a person where he expressed that he don't want me talking about certain stuff or interviewing dudes or whatever the case may be. So I'm trying to watch what I say and all that. And I'm stumbling. You know what I mean? Like, it's throwing me off.
It fucked you up. Yeah.
So I feel like it is definitely important to make sure that, you know, you fucking with somebody who understands. Like,
exactly.
You know.
Exactly.
Okay. So I'm just going to go ahead and get into our do's and don'ts. And then we're going to wrap it up, honey. So, one of my do's with networking is to do your research, okay? Because you don't know if you networking with a killer. You don't know if you networking with a motherfucker that's on some other shit. So, it's like doing your research, lurking on them people, like really trying to figure out, like, okay, who is this? You know what I mean? Especially when you meeting up with them. Mm-hmm. So, what is a do for you with networking?
I'm second in those, like you said, doing your research on.
Yes.
And like you say, most outside of the interview, stuff like that, I ain't really a friendly person. I'm not really contrary to belief. I'm not really a talkative person. I don't really engage in conversation like that. So shit, like, I really have to do my research on somebody before I even like get too close to them. I gotta know who they are. And I'm really observative.
I was just gonna say that. I was just gonna ask. I'm like, are you a person where, since you was like, you're not talkative, but you do the interviews and stuff? Yeah. I was gonna be like, are you a type of person where you would be in the room observing? Yeah. Because I feel like that's how I am. Like, people, I feel like they would think when they meet me that I'm just bubbly and I straight be sitting back watching. nut. Because it's, look, I don't know what that is, but I gotta watch you first before I even, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's how I am. Shit. Yes. I even study like body language.
Yes.
Psychology, all that. So, yeah, I'm really.
Energy be real.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so I agree. Okay. And then a don't. I think a network don't is not networking with a person who cannot, it needs to be even trade. They need to be able to benefit from you. You need to be able to benefit from them. So that's my don't. Like, don't interview or, oh, well, I can't say interview. Well, can I say interview? Yeah, I can say interview because we interview folks too. So I would say not networking with people where it's not an even trade, where it doesn't make sense. Like, why am I talking to you and you're not gonna share this content? Like, like, what are we doing? Okay, so what about you? What's the don't networking don't for you?
I say that, but I'm gonna say something different just to say something different.
Okay.
Like you said, don't get too personal with them. Like I said, like going having sex with them or something like that, or just networking with a purpose too. Goddamn, you seduce them or something like
yes, because that's never gonna work out. Like if you throwing in the game of, oh, I'm just trying to network with you, but you're trying to fuck on them or trying to fuck with them in another way, it's never gonna work out, honey. Because you know you're using me at this point, or you know they're using you at that point.
Got an agenda,
I
interview everybody, but like I said, I interview a lot of beautiful women. Shit, of course, I'm attracted to them, but
yeah,
I'm not finna shoot my shot at them. If anything, they shoot their shot first, and I said it still just be like, I'm good. I got a young lady that I interviewed before. She's like, man, a few of them, they really, I'm like, I'm good. Every time I like, nah, I'm good.
So when you say you good, do you still interview them after that, or is it like awkward after that?
I probably interview them, but nobody know how I look until they see me, you know?
Right. Okay.
So once they see me, they be like, damn, you know, they probably try to, you know, like, no, I'm good.
Well, yeah. after that's, do you got another don't?
Another don't. Shit, not that I can think of, shit. Like I say, I just piggyback off what you said, play devil's advocate to what you said as far as interviewing people. It's not mutual, shit. Like I said, I just interview anybody, but I guess it's kind of the same thing you saying, but I kind of like I observe people for a long time before I even respond to them.
Okay.
I gotta, see like what can we talk about. Like I said, I don't want to just talk about your music.
Come on.
Like, my question, I'm going to ask you something about your personal life. Well, that's why people, they want to get in there and talk about their music, but we don't talk about none of their music. Probably like 2 minutes after the whole episode. But now we talking about how you feel when your brother died or something like that.
Oh, okay.
I really want to like humanize people.
Okay. But then what about the folks that have like no conversation? Like, oh my God. I know you experienced that, right?
Yeah. That's why I started telling people. I do interview them, like, man, you gotta talk. Like, this is your interview.
Not you gotta tell them to talk.
I do. I sort of have to, because you do interviews my day. No, you have to talk.
Yeah, like, you're pulling teeth. We had one. Oh, what should I say? Well, I don't know. this may get edited out just this part. I don't know yet. I'm gonna have to talk to my co-host. But we had one interview where the person was literally like,
that from the Black worst interview back. Those are the worst interviews.
Yes.
Interview somebody like that.
Yes.
No.
Like, what the fuck?
I can't have a conversation with you now. I'm just sitting there like, okay, next question. You
know what I mean? Right. You trying your best to pull something out. I'm asking about shit like that I didn't lurked about, and they just laugh. Yeah, that happened. Yeah. Like, what the fuck? Like,
damn.
So yeah, I cannot. So, you know, yeah, that's a struggle. So, okay, I want to thank you for coming on and talking that talk with me. Did you have anything else you wanted to say before we wrap it up, before you tell them where you like to reach you at and stuff?
I say this, just to everybody out here listening, shit, follow your dreams, like you said, chase your goals. Don't let nothing or nobody
come on
fulfilling your purpose.
Yes.
As far as it can be your spouse, your even your kids, your parents, nobody stop giving your purpose. Shit. You was here for a reason, so I say keep going. Never give up.
Come on. You better come with the words, okay? So y'all can... Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you can find me at Views from the Arch on Instagram and Facebook. And Views from 314 on Twitter. I don't know how to work that, you know. But... no, it's three. It's from Views from 314 on Twitter. That's it.
Yeah. All right. You said it now. And y'all know where to reach us at talk_that_talk_podcast on Instagram, Talk That Talk with Nisha and Bree on Facebook. And until next time, bye.